T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Anthony Kastrovince of MLB.com. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here. Opening day is a few days away. Let's do this thing.
So let's get to the JT thing here. So I'm trying to like figure out where to start with this. JT, yeah.
Realmente, how ridiculous is this? How about there?
So I was trying to, for the audience.
Explain what happened.
The Phillies catcher got thrown out for he was asking for the ball from the umpire, and then right as the umpire dropped the ball, he moved his glove away, and then the umpire threw him out. Am I missing any important detail here, Anthony?
I mean, not from what I can tell from the video. It just seems like he holds out his glove for the ball and then assumes that the ball is not coming. He's not even looking at the umpire. He's looking ahead. So, I don't know. It seems like a misunderstanding from my vantage point here away from the ballpark. But that's definitely one of the we already have oddest ejection of 2023. Did not take long.
Does this help or hurt our argument for robot umps?
Well, unfortunately, the robot would not be the one dispensing the baseballs, so it would still be a human being. So I'm going to say it doesn't impact that argument one iota.
Can't we just get like a bowl, like, you know, in bowling, how the ball just comes to you? Just put one of those behind the
plate. Yeah, there you go.
You wouldn't need a person back there.
Yeah, a lot of interesting just retrieval, minutia of the spring when you think about ball boys and ball girls and, you know, retrieving shin guards and whatnot and bats and all the stuff that goes along with the pitch timer and everybody having to keep up with that. And then you add this to that. And it seems like there's been a lot of emphasis on equipment this year and how it's dispensed.
All right. I'm going down a rabbit hole here. When we do have robot umpires, or robot umpires, as some might call it, is there any chance we can have them be like C-3PO or R2-D2? Is there any way we can just have them look like Star Wars droids?
No, I'm afraid that's maybe years down the road we'll all look like that. You know, all the players will be droids. But in the immediate, I think the most likely thing you'll see, perhaps as soon as next year, is this challenge system where, in any scenario with the quote-unquote robot ump, you still have the human being behind the plate. It's just a matter of, is that human being relaying what the automatic ball strike system says 100% of the time, or will we have what is way more likely, I think, initially at least, is this challenge system where the umpire is calling ball and strikes like he normally would. But three times per game, each team can challenge that call. And if you, much like replay, if you...
So similar to tennis, like you're challenging whether it's in or out, right?
Exactly, yeah. And if you issue a challenge and you know, it's overturned, you get to keep that challenge, same as replay.
Right.
I think that's the best way to do it because there is a human element to umpiring that a lot of people in the game, no matter what, you know, those of us watching on TV, watching, you know, the strike zone on the broadcast, whatever we think about it, there's a lot of people within the game who still appreciate the human side of that and how games are called. You know, framing by catchers is a major, it's something that they've, you know, fine-tuned in their careers. So, I don't know, I just think it would be the best of both worlds where at least you would know in the biggest moments, you know, that calls are being made correctly or at least corrected if they need to be. And also adds this kind of interesting competitive wrinkle to it where because you only have three per game, you know, you got to be careful with when you use them. You know, you don't necessarily want to use it in the first inning when nobody on. You know, you want to save them for the big moment. So I think it would be kind of an interesting aspect of the game. I've seen a couple minor league games with it. I think it's what will come to Major League Baseball in the not too distant future.
Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com, as we've got your spring training report brought to you by Golf Tech. So Anthony, getting to this week, this Thursday, opening night baseball with the Cleveland Guardians in Seattle Mariners there. Why a night game? Like, how could we have not allowed it to be opening day instead of opening day nights?
Opening night. Well, the easiest answer to that is there's going to be a full slate of major league games on opening day. There always is. And that's going to involve night games. And somebody's got to play them. And, you know, the thing is, if this game was scheduled to be in Cleveland at, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we would be complaining about why are they opening in Cleveland when they should be opening in a place like Seattle with a dome. So, yeah, that's just nature of the beast. There's going to be games morning, noon, and night on opening day. And so not everybody will have quote unquote opening day, at least here in Cleveland for the home opener, we will have a day game. But I do agree with you that day baseball on opening day, that's what it's all about. Like that's what you envision when it comes to the start of the season. But you can't play them all during the day because you'd have nothing to watch at night, and they need an inventory of games at night.
Anthony, looking to the AL Central this year, in terms of just the competitiveness, is this year's AL Central expected to be more or less competitive than last year's?
I think more. I'm surprised last year's got away from us as much as it did. I mean, it's a credit to the way the Guardians played. It's also a credit to the way the White Sox and Twins just completely collapsed in the last month plus of the season. You know, it should be wound a little tighter this year. The White Sox, you know, made a change in leadership. The Twins have made quite a few changes, you know, to their roster. And we'll see. I mean, maybe we'll get that legit three-team race that we were shaping up to have, you know, last August. It looked like it was going to be all three of those teams button heads down the stretch, and then lo and behold, the Guardians went crazy. So, you know, that's what I think. I mean, it's so much is going to come down to health, right? And, you know, what we're seeing right now, like Tristan McKenzie, right? We're waiting on news about him and how different is the Guardians rotation without Tristan McKenzie. It looks a lot different, doesn't it? So, you know, which team can survive those bumps and bruises along the way? But, you know, for now, you'd still have to say the Guardians are probably the highest upside of the three teams just because they are so young and there's more youth coming. But that's, you know, that doesn't mean that the White Sox and Twins can't hang with them because, you know, it's about playing to their level of capability, which is something we didn't see down the stretch last season.
How big a signing is Josh Bell for this club?
Yeah, I think it's big because I'm still, there's some people don't believe in the quote unquote lineup protection. I'm a believer in that just from talking to major leaguers. I think, you know, if they think it's real, I think it's real. And if they think that it impacts the way a guy like Jose Ramirez is pitched based on who's coming after him in the lineup, then, you know, why wouldn't we believe that? So, so it lengthens the lineup from that perspective. It hopefully helps Jose. you know, he's Bell's in a really great position to have a one of those platform years, because you look at next winter's free agent class, and he can opt out of this deal, and I mean, he could be the Bell of the ball, pun intended. You know, there's just not a lot out there from a position player perspective, especially not at Manny Machado extended with the Padres. It's pretty weak. You got Shohei Ohtani, and that will be a market unto itself. But as far as normal human being position players, it's pretty light. So Bell can really capitalize on that with a strong year. And, you know, so far he looks poised to have one. They look like they could be just a much more powerful team. I'm not saying, you know, one of the most powerful teams in MLB, but it wouldn't take much for this lineup to be one of the better lineups in baseball if you just add a little bit of thump to it. I think we saw that last year in the playoffs. You know, you just sometimes you need that one swing that can change a game, and they just didn't have that last year. They might have it now with what we've seen from Bell this spring. Josh Naylor looks really good as well. So, you know, you increase the power of this lineup, and they can go some places.
Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So, you know, you swap out, or you swap in Bell and Zunino. Obviously, they subtract Austin Hedges. You've got year two of Kwan, year two of Oscar Gonzalez. When it comes all together, is there a thought by the Guardians of what the ceiling of the lineup can actually be?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B.
I don't know. I think they've just really molded their organization around contact at a time when everybody was chasing power. Stephen Kwan is the quintessential example of what they valued, you know, guys who have strike zone judgment and can put the bat to the baseball. And you see that as these kids come up, and they all, you know, they're different, but they're very similar. Their general profile is pretty similar in that they can get the bat to the baseball. And Jose is the quintessential example of where that can lead a player in his career. So that's just kind of how they built it. And, you know, but it doesn't mean you don't want a home run, because they need that still. And so they went out and bought that in free agency, they hope. But in terms of what their system has the capability of churning out, I mean, that's what they value, and that's what you're going to see. How far, you know, what's the ceiling on that? That's up to the players. I think that, you know, I rank them in the top 10 offenses in MLB going into the season, just because I do think with a little more power, it's a really dynamic, fun offense where, you know, they can run the bases like hell, and they could take advantage of these new rules as good as anybody can. You know, a high contact team can be even more rewarded in the shift restriction environment. And like I said, just add a little bit of thump to that, and you got something special.
Anthony, one of the names, it didn't make a lot of noise here, but one of the names I was a little bit surprised, maybe a little bit disappointed to see the Guardians move on from was Nolan Jones. This is a guy who for a while had been viewed as a top five, top 10 prospect for him. You know, last year his traditional numbers didn't really look that bad in his first, look at MLB pitching. Why, I mean, you know, usually they seem to cling to their guys and give them every opportunity. Why did the Guardians feel it was right to move on from Nolan Jones, despite the fact this guy only had 28 games against MLB pitching last year?
Yeah, they've run into a roster crunch, plain and simple. They've run into a 40-man crunch, and, you know, they've got, obviously, you know, a lot of depth in the middle infield. And those are guys that they prize and feel like have value within the industry, whether it's with them or, you know, trade value moving forward, what have you. Whereas, you know, more of a corner guy who's been injured, you know, he struck out in I think a third of his plate appearances, in his last full season. So it's just tough. You have to make tough decisions when you're kind of at that stage in your player development pipeline where you've got a lot of guys burgeoning at the same time. and it's hard to give them all an adequate number of at-bats to know what they're going to be at the big league level. So I think that's what they ran into with Jones and with Will Benson. And, you know, Jones is kind of interesting because I thought he had a shot to be the Rocky. I mean, it's the Rockies, right? It's not exactly, you know, a tough nut to crack right now. he got optioned out. You know, third base was there for the taking because Brendan Rodgers got hurt, but they optioned him out last week. So I thought that was surprising. I wasn't, like, embedded in their camp, so I don't know what was going on with Nolan Jones or what they see or if that's just a temporary thing. But it did kind of, you know, I don't want to say no trade is validated this quickly and after a spring training season, no doubt. But it did go to show, like, you know, that was kind of eye-opening that as much as those of us, you know, whether fans or media, you know, we thought highly of him and still think he can be an everyday player. It's just interesting that a low-run team like that is not giving that shot on opening day.
Follow this man on the Twitter machine, at Castrovince. He is Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com. Anthony, great stuff, buddy. Welcome back to baseball. Hopefully you're well-rested and maybe, you know, make sure you got all your fluids in you. It's going to be a long journey again.
It will. It should be a fun one, though. I'm excited about, you know, a better pace, and it should be a fun season.
Excellent stuff, buddy. Thank you so much. Anthony Castrovince there. That spring training report brought to you by Golf Tech. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.